This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday the 13th morning in June. How about that? I'm Captain Mickey Eastman producing the Outdoor Show this morning. Is Jace our sponsors today? Angler U, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, and the CCA Star Tournament. All right, looking at weather. More radars clean this morning. That's the first time I've looked at it in a while that it didn't have rain all over the state of Texas, but right now it looks good. I'll be quiet about that. Looking at Galveston right now, it's 82 down on the island. Today we're looking at scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 84. South winds will be 10 to 20. That rain chance, they're saying 50% with locally heavy rainfall. Right now we're just not seeing it unless we get something to build up. But tonight, partly cloudy skies, low of 82. South-southeast winds 10 to 20. And for tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine in the morning with more clouds later in the day. A stray shower thunderstorm is possible, mainly in the afternoon with a high near 85, south winds 10 to 20 again. Looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions, and there's just one tide today. We have a high at 8:38 a.m. It's a 1.5, and sunrise this morning, 6:19 a.m., sunset, 8:19 p.m., and our moon phase is 98%. We'll just call that a full moon. It's a little bit lower, but we're coming off of that now. I know everybody loves the backside of a full moon. Looking at conditions offshore, 22 nautical miles east of Galveston, the buoy out there showing 82 degrees with 83-degree water, south wind at 18 to 20, and at the Galveston Channel, it's 84-degree water with a south wind at 7 to 10. Over at Eagle Point, it's 82-degree water with a south wind at 10 to 11. And then Morgan's Point up in the north end of the complex, 82 degrees with east-southeast winds at 7 to 9. Barometric pressure pretty much in the mid, 29.85, 29.88, and just a little bit on the rise. So anyway, well, there you have it. There's your weather and all, and hope we get a good day ahead of us today. All right, let's run over to the Tri-Bay area and check in with the Hammer, Captain Glenn Hammond, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Glenn. What's going on, man?
Oh, not too much. Good morning, Captain Mickey. How are you, buddy?
I couldn't be better. Thanks for asking.
Good deal. Good. Yeah, a little different. No rain on the radar this morning. How about that?
No crackling in the radio or anything.
Hey, that was a frog strangler, bud. I mean,
well, I don't even know how much I got. I know my rain gauge, it overflowed, so I can't tell you what I got exactly.
Well, mine was on, the rain came from the west side of the house, west, northwest side, the back side, and my rain gauge is on the other side of the house. So it only had, I think it had just below 3 inches in it. But my machine, my Accurite machine.
Yeah.
Said we got close to four and a half inches.
Yeah.
So I would think, I think that's better than 2.5. No, we got it. It was bad. It was more lightning and thunder and fire in the sky, buddy. But I guess it started around 3 o'clock in the morning, something like that. But man, that was a heck of a storm, buddy.
Unbelievable electrical storm. There was a lot of fire in it. Just right down the coast from you, not far as the crow flies, you know, Sargent down there, that area. Chinkapin, a friend of mine has a place there, and he got a little over 10 inches there yesterday morning. So,
holy moly. And
then I got a...
Oh, they, yeah.
Randy,
I've
and,
seen
some
of
Randy sent me a text from Port Alto there on Karankawa Bay. He said yesterday... they had 14.5 inches of rain right there, so that's pretty
holy
good.
Moly.
Yeah, it was moving real slow, drifting towards us, and, you know, they got the worst of it, but it was pretty gnarly.
At 10:30 yesterday morning, we had 38-mile-an-hour winds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, buddy, it was ripping, and that's just a conservative. That's what was on the machine. I don't know what the gusts were at. But and it blew like that. It stuck on 38 miles an hour for hours, buddy. I mean, it blew.
Yeah,
and then we were on a high tide early in the morning, so that we had water way up in the yard.
Bet you
and,
did.
So I was supposed to go fishing yesterday.
Yeah, and I called a lot of folks were.
Yeah, I know, and I don't know. I should.
I want to talk to somebody that got caught out in that tried to press it and get out there and get them before it hit. See what that was like.
Well, I'm not going to tell you what I think about these guys, but they came up with all the lightning and stuff. They were on that water yesterday, right behind my house. And Melinda goes, "Glenn, there's a boat out there." And I said, "Melinda, come on." I looked out the window. Three guys out there just with their rods, standing straight up in. And look, I just let my dog go down and do her thing, and I heard this, and she's real scared of thunder, lightning, and all that, you know. And all of a sudden, this big old crack of lightning. These guys are like 100 yards from my house out there in the bay, and we hear this pop. And it, buddy, my dog came screaming up those stairs and wanted to go inside. Those guys are still just sitting out there fishing like ain't nothing to it. And I'm looking at 4-foot white caps, and this boat's rocking up and down. I'm going, how mad? Look, either he hated those guys in the boat, or he didn't love them, or something, or I don't know. Hopefully nobody would ever put their customers in harm's way like that. I mean, there's no way I'm going to do it. So anyway, I called my folks. Wednesday evening, and I said, look, y'all go ahead and sleep in tomorrow morning. I can see it's going to be a mess till about noon. Maybe we can get us an afternoon trip in. They went, oh, yeah, bye. Hey, we could sleep in, go eat breakfast and all that stuff. Yeah. And it just didn't work out, man. Come about 12, I think it was 12:30, I called them and I said, y'all go ahead and make other plans. I said, we're not going to be able to do this. It was still raining. And I think it rained all the way till 2 o'clock here yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So we got plenty, 4 or 5 inches of rain here, and the wind and all that, and the high tides coupled on that. So it was a mess. It was really a mess. And it all drained out last night right before dark. I could see the tips of the oyster reef sticking out of the water. It was a long outgoing, but it took it all day to get out of here too. So
yeah, I bet it did.
But
it's gonna
roar
in again this morning, you know, 1.5, and there's gonna be a lot of runoff in a lot of areas, you know, local runoff.
Oh, it is.
Don't hurt us too bad, but I'm worried about these rivers now after that event.
You know, yeah.
Ray in Highlands just texted me. He got a little over 4.5 yesterday, 4.67. Craig in Baytown got 6.5. And
we're somewhere between 4.5 and 5.
Yeah,
four and a half, five.
You know, 4 to 6, just about everywhere in our area. You know, right around here, close.
Holy moly!
But you know,
well,
south
the garden
of us, down
it.
There
I'll
by Matagorda, they got a lot.
Well, I'm a pretty much fair weather fisherman this day and time. But anyway, so we didn't get to do our trip yesterday, and the people were very. When I called them at 10:30 in the morning, I said, "Well, was that a good call or what?" And they said, "Man, you hit it right on the button, because that's when all that stuff came through yesterday morning." And I got lucky, and I just said, "No, y'all go ahead and sleep in. We'll do an afternoon deal." And I really, you know, the sun popped out about, I guess, about 3:30, it started looking gorgeous around here. And then just as fast as the sun came out, the clouds came and it started getting overcast again. It was a beautiful sunset, had a really awesome sunset yesterday afternoon. So, but I'm not sure what's going on today. I'm putting some braid on a couple of my reels. Went and got me some Power Pro, and I'll sit down and go through a couple of my reels. And
is that what you like to throw, Power Pro?
No, sir. I'm since I'm new into the braid game, I'm just trying out different stuff.
Yeah.
No certain. You know, I usually use what my buddies give me. They usually take my reel. Here, let me take that reel home.
That's the best line to use is free line.
Is it what?
Free line. Line that doesn't cost anything. That's the best.
Oh, yeah. No, you're free right. Line. That is a good stuff.
I'm surprised somebody hadn't come out with a brand called free line.
Yeah. No, that is a good stuff. I had it on my reel for about a year, and so I went and bought some. And it wasn't too bad. I was thinking, well, if you buy a 2,500-yard roll, or you know what I mean, that some my buddy buys a roll that costs $300, and he said you can get a smaller roll for $100. And then I started looking at the prices, and I seen 300 yards for $25, $26.
Yeah,
That's for me. You know,
you can do three reels with that, no problem.
No, yeah, I did. I put it on a couple of them, and shoot, man, I'm in high cotton now. All I need is some get out there and get with them. So we're gonna try it tomorrow morning. I have a trip tomorrow morning with a couple, and let's see if we can get out there and do something. But as it is right now, bait camps, man, they didn't hardly sell any bait yesterday. They couldn't. Nobody got out. It was a mess. The whole morning was a washout. So plenty of bait still in the area. Nobody ran out yesterday. I seen some flags flying yesterday afternoon. So looks like they got plenty of shrimp in the area anyway. And I did see the yellow flag, the croaker flag. But that's about it, man. I wish I had had a good fishing report for you. Let's see. Besides my trip, I guess I don't know. I'm forgetting what day it is. It is Friday.
Friday the 13th. Yeah.
Friday the 13th. You said. 13th. Oh Lord.
Yes, sir. Yeah. If you're superstitious, stay home.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Hey, man. If somebody wants to come down and fish with you, Glenn, give them a number how they can reach you, man.
Yes, sir. They can reach me at 713-208-0683. Man, right, y'all have buddy. A great day, Captain Mickey.
We're going to do it. You do the same. See all you, man.
Right. Yes, sir.
Thanks. You know, folks, AnglerU is committed to steadily expanding their library of videos. They cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. Weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers. They have decades of experience, and they're steadily expanding their library of videos to cover all topics and their archive. That way you can see patterns over time. Their educational videos with instructional topics, they cover all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, and tarpon. Whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, AnglerU's got you covered. Go to AnglerU.com. You can become a member today. You'll receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. This will save you a ton of money. Go to AnglerU.com. That's AnglerU.com, and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:16 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Fayette County. Let's check in with our good friend Bob Green this morning, see what he's up to. Good morning, Bob. How you doing, bud?
Oh, fine. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I couldn't be better. Thanks for even asking. How about some rain yesterday? Did you get any of that?
Oh, Lee. It rained all day. Finally cleared a little bit later in the night, or in the evening, I mean. But, yeah, I can't complain. I need it. You have to excuse that stupid little cough, whatever's
That's
in
all
there.
Right, buddy. We can deal with it.
You would think it after yesterday it washed that air clean, which I guess it did, but just can't get over that little bit. I was telling him just then, I said, it'd probably be about July or August when the air clears up, or no telling what's going on by then. You're getting us the winds in from Mexico or something, blow something else in.
I know it.
But yeah, the fishing pretty much it's been pretty steady. I mean, it's still doing like it has been. If you get your early morning bite, and then after that, you get that little lull in there. You just can't seem to help that lull. Yeah, you know, it can be an hour and a half, or it can be 2 hours, 2.5 hours. You know, because I know the couple of days we fished this week, that's exactly what it did. We're still catching a few anywhere from 2 to 4 or 5, and some of them still chasing some shad in there, but not near the shad run. I wouldn't even call it a shad run. I don't remember even seeing a good shad run this year. Not since about the first 2 weeks of March.
You know, it's been that way all over the state. Some lakes are having a really big shad spawn, and others aren't. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's strange. I mean, it's first year in several years that we didn't have it like that. And of course, when they did, there were some, you know, some old, 2.5-3 inch shad they were spitting up. And there's a few fish right now too that also, if you get a little frenzy going, they'll spit up a few shad, but not like it used to be. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, it may just be this year, a little off or weird or what's going on. Who knows? But most of everything is coming deep. I mean, if you're going to catch any fish or get in a group of fish, it's going to be deep, not shallow. So that's what we've been doing, you know, just start hitting the deep holes, you know, whether it's a point or a hump or an old pond dam or an old road bed or whatever, and anywhere from about 18 feet to 14 feet seems to be the magic number of where they're liking it right now. And we hit some 87 degree water a couple of times, anywhere from 85 to 87. It seems to be the temperature. Now it did, after that rain yesterday, it may surface temp may cool down just a little bit, but it's not going to stay there. It's gonna go from there and up probably. So, and it seemed like the best bait on the Carolina rig was the watermelon red.
And then
they dip the tail every once in a while with chartreuse. So,
yeah.
But when you turn loose of that chartreuse bottle, you end up with a little chartreuse on the boat and on the seat and on the side and on their hands. And so I try to dip everything the night before, you know, and just have the stuff ready. Yeah. And then bag it up, and there you go. You got it all right in one place, and nobody playing with the chartreuse garlic bottle.
You found this time of year, bass fishing, that the chartreuse tail or the fire tail gets less perch hits than the white tail. I mean, we used to notice that bass fishing once we'd break over into that summer pattern. If you had that grape with a white tail, you got more perch bites. But if you'd switch to the chartreuse or fire tail, you'd get more bass positive bites, you know.
It seems like that works. So, and the perch, I remember last year, you know, this is perch time anyway.
Yeah.
And some of those holes are, especially some old pond dams that are deep.
Mm-hmm.
If perch is stacked up on you, you'll drive across and all of a sudden they're piled on it. And you're thinking, well.
I couldn't believe those pictures you sent me about this time last year. Your grandson, he is into that big time. And y'all were nuking those big old brim like that.
Yeah, that's what Texas would say. Those are pitcher brim.
Yeah. Texas Bowman style.
Oh yeah, and that little rascal, well, he's not a little rascal now, he's 16 or fixing to be.
Right.
But he'd fillet every one of those. Those were filleting perch too.
That's one of them, man. When you can fillet perch, those are good ones.
Oh, and I never hit a bone in anything he sent over to the house. And of course I lost a bunch of it earlier this week. But to come in and find the freezer had cut off.
Uh-oh.
And I lost, I don't know how much the fish had lost and deer and everything was able to supply the neighborhood with a bunch of good stuff before it all ruined, you know,
yeah.
The back of it. So if you want them to do, they don't give me any warning.
At least you caught it before everything thawed out, you know?
Oh, I still dug a pretty deep hole to put the rest of it in. Because I buried it about 4 feet. Think, well, I keep the coyotes from. Of course, I didn't put any plastic in the ground. I took it all out of the wraps and everything. I didn't want to be environmentally unfriendly there. So,
now I don't have a dog anymore. I'm having a critter problem around my house. Man, them coons are
gonna take
over. Good.
Take over. And I figured the coyotes was to get out there and dig it up. At least they would eat what they dug up and not have the trash all over the place.
Now, 4 feet, that's pretty deep. Depending on how hungry they are. They can still smell it, though. Yeah. You can bet on that.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. I made sure I raked all around it and raked the dirt and stuff. But yeah, they got a pretty keen sense. And I'm trapping raccoons and possums and everything else that seemed to want to come and nose up the ground. And I pulled my cameras, and I've got hogs out there that they're only showing up at night, you know, and you can't pinpoint exactly when they're even trying to pinpoint them, what time.
Yeah.
So, and I put a hog light on out there on one of the feeders at the back of the place, and it seems to just want to stay on all the time. So I guess every little critter out there sets
activity,
it off.
Yeah.
Okay. Not going on. So, anyway, I'm fighting the armadillos and the raccoons and everything else right now that come up underneath the house. So, of course, we're up on, you know, that house here is a beach house. The lady said she always wanted to have a beach house and wasn't ever going to get there, so she had her husband build her one in Leadbetter, Texas.
Up on stilts.
Up on stilts. So I just hope some stilts last a long time, because I bet it'd be tough getting one of them houses leveled out.
Oh, I'm telling you. You don't have to worry about flooding.
That's true. Yeah, and plus I'm up on the hill, the crest of a big hill through there, so. Yeah, everybody be up on the hill if it comes a big rain.
What you have there is a big deer blind. You're up high.
Yeah, the bedroom window faces right out to the far end of the
put
one
the
of my feet.
Rifle out the
anyway.
Bedroom window and let her rip.
Yeah.
Remember that time we shot that hog? Bob Jagger
on the air, wasn't it?
It was on the air. He stuck his 270 out the kitchen window and shot a hog.
You say, here, hold on just a minute.
That's about as redneck as you can get right there, buddy.
I mean, yeah. I'll take a picture of my 1,000-square-foot deer stand. I think mine's only 950 square feet. You know, but you got a lot of space under it to do whatever. And we have our big get-together and stuff like that, so.
Well, I wish I was downsized just for me and my wife. Man, the older you get, the less house you want to take care of, you know?
Yeah, and then why I wanted 12 acres, I don't understand. So that's just more to, and you're never through mowing. I mean, you know, we don't have cold enough winters to get it right now. And I'm down to one goat, so he doesn't eat enough in 3 acres over there to hold him up.
No.
Oh, well, he's my last one, so when he's gone, I'm done.
You're out of the goat business?
Yeah.
That's like me. I'm pretty much out of the dog business now. It's pretty strange having a dog.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, it's like we're fixing to go. We're going to be heading to Branson here before long. Week after? No, next week.
Branson, Missouri.
And, you know, I hadn't been there in several years and liked to see the shows, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's a nice ride. Of course, you got to make a stop in Louisiana to pull the slots.
You got to see how your luck's running. You know, man's always got to check on his luck, you know.
Our luck's been pretty good on fishing, though, last week.
You've had a pretty decent
week
year.
Y'all
caught some nice bass this year.
They're really you're catching some, you know, solid fours, fives. We had it was close to seven. It wasn't quite seven.
Right.
Knock on wood, every trip we're getting into some good solid fish. So, of course it could slam shut too in July and August. So, and then just, you never tell. You know, you could go into them. We used to catch a lot of those fish in July and August. We'd go up with swim baits and throw them on the rocks and stuff like that. And catch those big fish. And of course, I don't mind enjoying the air conditioner about that time also. September, October be here, start getting things ready again for hunting. So.
I'm with you.
and then wait for that September. Well, no, October and November is even where we start getting a good little topwater bite going on. So
right,
that's good to look forward to.
Well, but really, so next week I need to fill your spot with somebody. Then, right?
I'll be here Friday.
Okay.
Because I think I'm leaving on Sunday. So.
Oh, it'll be the following week then?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. No, we're okay. No, I'll give you a holler and let you know for
sure. Yeah, just shoot me a text.
Yeah, no problem with that.
There and I'll,
yeah, catch you stranded. I mean, catch you. You got a house, your lift ready when somebody don't show up.
You got it, buddy. All right, Bob. Well, hey, I got to run. Somebody wants to call you coming up and fishing with you. Give them some info how they can reach you, Bob.
All right. It's 281-460-9200 or Facebook, Bob Green Fishing Fayette Lake.
That'll work.
So give us a holler.
Bob, have a good one. Good talking to you. See you, buddy.
Have a great morning and weekend.
Bye. I'll do it later. All right. That's Bob Green up on Fayette County. Folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Well, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charter. So bring your friends, your clients. Let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything for you, from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. That way your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 4:35 here in the Bayou City. Let's run over to Matagorda now and check in with old Tommy Alexander. Tommy boy, you drying out this morning?
What's up, Mickey?
What's happening, Captain?
That's some serious weather right there.
Boy, it was an electrical show around here, man. I got up yesterday morning to get ready to come in here, and I'm going, what in the world? And it just, man, what a light show. And it was all coming from you guys.
Yeah.
On y'all's way, sliding up the coast. Yep. That was nasty.
No, it was nasty. It was, I mean, I've heard reports anywhere from 12 to 18 inches over here.
Yeah.
Spot.
That's what I've been hearing. A lot of listeners sending me their totals that they got at their house. Yeah. And that's a significant amount of rain there, brother.
Yeah. I mean, it was, Charlie said like 15 inches in Wadsworth.
Yeah, I was talking to him. He lost power while we were talking yesterday morning. He was sitting there in the dark talking on the show.
Yep. I heard like 16 inches in Palacios or something like that. I mean, I've heard anywhere from 12 to 16 inches.
Yeah.
Between Matagorda, Palacios, and that area there.
Well, that big old sail right in the middle of it, it was just sitting there moving slow and just dumping, man.
Dumping. Yeah, I don't think anybody fished yesterday. I mean, somebody might have, I don't know. Not anybody I know didn't fish, but.
Well, I'm sure somebody did, you know.
Yeah. Somebody probably did, but everybody I know that nobody did. Now, today there'll be, you know, there's some fishing going on, but hopefully we're out of it a little bit. I don't know what fishing's going to be like exactly, but.
Might be good behind this weather event.
Yeah. It could be.
I would think so. We had some afternoon pop out yesterday after it cleaned up and a lot of fish were caught.
Yeah, hopefully. I wish it would just calm down a little bit, man. That's what I'm waiting on. The wind, it just seems like it just blows and blows. It still hasn't stopped.
Yeah, I know.
I'm looking for that style.
Our life as a guide, wind, weather, and tides.
Like every time I look at it, 15 to 20, every time.
Yeah, that's just normal forecast now. Man. We pray that we don't get those 25 to 35 days.
Yeah, I guess so. Guess it could be worse. But hopefully it straightens out a little bit. I don't even know what next week looks like yet, but I haven't even looked. But. Hopefully we straighten out and dry out a little bit.
Radar is clean this morning for now. All over the whole state. Looks good, yeah.
Wind looks like it's about 12, but I can't really tell.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's showing my deal saying like 15 to 20. I don't know what's going to
happen. Yeah, it's come down a little bit here in the last 30 or 40 minutes. Offshore, it's still about 16 to 18, but inland, it's anywhere from 7 to 11. The farther inland you go, the less it is. You know, up by Morgantown, the north end of our complex, it's like 3 to 6. So that's good.
Yeah, that's my normal. The lake, when I'm fishing on the lakes, it's always way less. You know, I can look at the lake, it'll say 5. I'll look at Matagorda, it'll say 25.
Right. That's,
I mean,
coastal.
You'd be sitting on the lake, yeah, it'd be 3 or 4 miles an hour on the lake, and it'd be 20, 25 in Matagorda.
Yeah.
It's a big difference. But
I'm showing 8 at the harbor right now, southeast at 8.
Well, that ain't bad.
No.
Yesterday, I kept looking at it, and, man, it was crazy. It was funny to watch it, you know. I'd look at it, and it'd be blowing, like, due east at 25. Mm-hmm. And then I'd look at it an hour later, and it'd be, like, due west at 30. Then it would be, you know, north at 30. And then I saw every direction yesterday at 30 at one point.
Yeah. That was pretty much the norm over here, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even the little jetties there at Port O'Connor is southeast at 9.
That's good.
Yeah.
Could just stay like that for a couple of days, man. We'd get them. East Bay's full of fish. You know, every little bitty glimmer or little shot we have, we catch them. You know, every time it gets, it gets just semi-right, we catch them. I mean, whenever it finally calms off and it gets calm for several days in a row, it's going to be on big time over there.
Well,
we're
going to
really catch them. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the hook spit camp was probably a washout yesterday for those kids that are fishing, you know, for their summer camp
deal. I don't think anybody went yesterday. yesterday was not a good day to go. I saw them all week, you know, the beginning of the week, you know, I see them doing it, but yeah, I don't think anybody went yesterday.
Hope nobody did. They did. Mm-hmm. They came in looking like drowned rats.
Yeah, it was a bad decision, probably.
Well, that was all sitting on top of y'all early down there. You know, we're just waiting up here for it to drift on in. I mean, we started off with some bad stuff, you know, at 2:30 and 3 in the morning, but it got worse.
Yeah, ours started off pretty bad right from the beginning.
Yeah.
And it never stopped. I mean, every time we thought it was going to stop for a second, it just got worse. And then, you know, you'd think, oh, maybe it stopped for a minute, and then it would come again.
Right.
And some really, really hard rain, like can't see kind of rain.
Yeah, Forrest Gump rain.
Yeah, they're talking about on the late last night, I seen on the news, Matagorda County had a bunch of roads underwater.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we had
San Antonio, people got washed off the roads there yesterday morning.
Yeah. People were talking about drive real careful. You know, I mean, it was supposedly, I didn't go out and drive around last night, but they said there was a lot of roads underwater around Sargent, Matagorda, and just that whole area.
Well, what have you been catching most of your fish on this year?
Man, probably overall would be a paddle tail, just the old school paddle tail.
Right.
You know, and I probably would say, I don't know, I've probably been throwing the most roach or purple.
Yeah.
Purple and roach have been my two.
Silhouette baits.
Yeah. Although the other day, when was that? Last week? I guess it was last week one day, this happens to me about once a year. A guy will show up and he'll throw red and white. He'll have red and white, strawberry and white on.
Right.
And he'll beat everybody in the boat. So then I'll get my strawberry and white out. And then I'll throw red and white for about a week or two or whatever, you know.
Right.
I'll get on my red and white kick. And that happened last week. I had a guy red and white, and I mean, he beat everybody in the boat. So I got my red and white out. So I've actually had red and white tied on my last like two trips.
Well, we complicate this sport way too much. I mean,
there's
so many. I mean, you go back to the basics, just your grapes and your reds and, you know, all the baits we've been throwing forever. And they still work just as good. But, man, we better switch over to, you know, Laguna shrimp or Houdini color, you know. Best way to catch fish is to get on them. When you're on them, if you're on them and you're on them good, they'll pretty much bite anything you put in front of them.
Finding them is the hard part.
That's it. Well, that's the fun part for me. I like finding new stuff and then beat up on them once you get on them.
That's definitely the hardest part is finding them.
Search and destroy, baby.
Yep.
Kill them.
So that red and white, the red and white's been pretty good here this last week or two for me.
Well, I've been doing this a long time, and I think red and white's probably been good for every bit of all my years on any bait you throw, whether, you know, it's a hard bait or what have you.
Yep. I don't know what they think it is or what it looks like in the water, but they like it, whatever it is.
They do. They really do.
Hard to beat.
Yes. So.
That's where I've been on that. Before that, I was purple for a while, purple and chartreuse tail. And then, you know, I guess old school, just chicken on chain.
Yeah.
I went through a little week or two of that this year, or a month of that, it seemed like. And then gulping a cork. You know, I've had customers consistently catch fish with gulping a cork. Not a day goes by that I don't have a customer throwing a gulp in a cork or like a voodoo in a cork.
You tried any of those new gulp baits like the turbo shrimps and all that?
No, I haven't, but I know Bink had. I think he had some of those little turbo shrimps, and he was talking about how they were catching them on them here a while back.
Yeah, they make them like 3 and 4 and 5 inch, and they look more like a shrimp instead of the, you know, that chubby thing, you know, like they've always had.
Yeah. I definitely want to try them, and I have not. You know, all I just keep using is the regular old shrimp.
Yeah.
But I know when we fish for flounder, like in the tournaments, we'll throw the gulp curly shrimp.
Yeah.
The little curly tail gulp. Yeah.
Right.
I'll throw that curly tail gulp for flounder. It works real good. But I mean, just a gulp and just a cork and a gulp or cork and a voodoo, anything like that.
Voodoo shrimp, DOA shrimp. I mean, yeah. They've got all these shrimp imitations.
It all works really good over here under a cork.
Yeah. A little John works good under a cork.
Yeah,
guys, it'll run out of bait. They'll just put a little John on under a cork and catch them just like they're using live shrimp.
Absolutely. I had people do that. I have guys. I do that in my boat with customers, too. A matter of fact, just happened a week ago. I had a customer throwing a glow. It was real clear that day.
Right.
Where we were at, it was clear where we were at. And he was throwing the glow with chartreuse tail little John about a 3-foot leader under a cork. And, man, he caught like 5 fish or 6 fish in a row, good ones.
Right. Well, that's good to hear. All right, Tommy, I'm out of time, man. I got to run down to Padre now. If somebody wants to call you about coming over to Matagorda and cutting a drift or making a wade, how they reach you?
Yes, sir. They on Facebook, it's Tommy Alexander, but the best way is always the phone. I do text. Leave me a message if I don't answer. 979-709-8242.
You got it, buddy. Have a good day, Tommy. Good luck to you.
All right.
All right, now let's run down to South Padre and check in with our good friend, Captain Brian Barrera. Good morning, Brian. How's it going? And, try calling him back. I think we lost him. I know he's back in town. And his phone's not working. Little cell signal glitch there, but and I saw where a 9-year-old girl got attacked by a shark in Florida. Shark attack. Well, I hope she's okay. That ain't good. Let's try him again. Are you there, Mr. Barrera? Well, goodness.
Can you hear me now?
There we go. Now we got
you. There we go.
What's up, bud?
We're having some technical issues. There was a big old windstorm last night and some bunch of rain passed through, too, actually. My client called me or shot me a text about 2 hours ago and told me that he was going to have to cancel on me because he didn't have power in his condo all night long and that they barely got power. And he had 2 kids with him and his wife, so everybody's grumpy. And to be honest with you, I'm not too mad at him for it because I haven't had many days off lately. I haven't had many days off lately, and yesterday was a tough day, you know.
Yeah, I saw that on radar yesterday evening, last night, you know, where y'all had wind and lightning down there, but it moved out into the Gulf. Thank God. I thought it was going to come back towards us like they've been doing, but all of it went out in the Gulf, so that's good.
Yeah, thankfully. We've been getting some pretty decent little lightning storms coming through the past.
Yeah, you've been getting some pretty nice mangroves here lately with some snook. And how about all that?
Yes, sir. So I fished in the ship channel about 3 days this week. And since the last time we talked, maybe 4. And man, we're full on in our mangrove snapper, you know, run. They're all showing up and they're all kind of stupid right now, you know, so they're real
right.
Easy to catch. They're not smart to us yet. So, I mean, they're hanging out on the surface. You throw a live bait out there, they're coming out after it for sure. They're definitely chasing topwaters and stuff right now. It's just been a good bite. You know, if you can find good, you know, like ambush points, these fish are big-time ambush feeders. So you find something that they like a corner of a seawall or like the edge of a boat, a big, huge barge, stuff like that. You know, things that you can throw past with a topwater and pull it through it. You know, it's like they're sitting there ready to just smash it, you know. So
right,
the top water bite has been great for them. The live bait bite has been even better, but I'm not really live baiting them for numbers. I'm not throwing live shrimp and stuff, you know. If I live bait those ones, I'm usually throwing a big old live bait and get the monsters to come up and eat. We've had a few in the 6-pound range, 7-pound range, and I've seen some giants down there. So That's what we were going to target today, but it looks like I got the day off, so I'm just going to hang out and relax and maybe make an afternoon solo run, mid-morning solo run once I get some sleep and some coffee in me.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's been great. I mean, the last 2 days, I actually had a guy throwing the fly, you know, and he got a good little slam both days. So yesterday, or day before yesterday, we caught three little baby tarpon, you know, 5 to 8 pounders on fly rod, which was cool to him. He just had a blast. Pretty nice snook each day, and a pretty nice mangrove snapper each day on the fly rod. So he got his little ship channel slam I like to chase whenever I'm in there,
right,
which is pretty neat. Pretty neat. And then other than that, I've been flats fishing, you know, 2 days this week also, with yesterday included. Yesterday was the first tough bite that I experienced. Most of the people that I saw that actually tore them up yesterday were the guys that were using croaker and stuff, you know. They tend to had it a lot easier than I did yesterday. I had that little bit of an early bite from that moon, you know, right when I got out there early, and then it got really tough. It got really tough for us. I think we ended up with like 5 trout, 1 redfish yesterday, which was kind of tough, but. You know, everybody's fishing the redfish and the chocolate milk usually. That's done by May, you know, but it's still like, it's almost still like, you know, really windy. It's just really windy. I'm sure every captain that comes on here says it, and every person that hears the captain yeah. says it just rolls their eyes. I'm like, God, another captain talking about the wind, but here we are, you know, in the chocolate milk and the wind.
But hey, it
we're
is.
Just waiting for it to,
it's a game it we play, down. Man. It's fishing all the time. Golly.
Every year is different. You know, 2 years ago, I fished the jetties every single day during May for bull reds 2 years ago.
Right.
Last year, I didn't get to hit it May, but all of June and July, I got to hit it. This year, it's like, we're halfway through June, and I've got to see the jetties like 3 times this year, you know, to go hit those big bull reds and stuff that I normally am doing this time of year. Tarpon fishing, bull red fishing and stuff at the jetties with the occasional flats trip. Just so windy, just haven't been able to get out there. So we really hope that this summertime winds will kick in here soon and, you know, stuff will start laying down for us. And it'll be all right.
Hopefully so, man.
Yep. Yep. We're hoping, you know, I'm seeing some bigger tarpon and stuff like that now starting to show up. And I could probably get out there to some of the areas and get them. It's just that it's really not going to be comfortable right now to do it. And me personally, by myself, I'm mad at them. So I'll go out there and do it. But my clients aren't that mad at them. They're going to be like, you're crazy. Let's.
Well, they're just not as boat worthy. You know, they're just not used to the.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, being in the waves like that. My feet
it
are
is,
used to. I get clients that get out there and they're standing up in the waves at the jetties, and they just tell me that they're like, I don't know how your feet aren't just so like sore. But they're like, my friend's like, you must have muscular feet. He says, because
muscular feet
in these waves, his feet hurt so bad. He says, it's like using different points of his feet for control in the waves. You know,
well,
stuff like that. Well, wear you down. You know.
Well, you'll feel it when you get old. You'll notice what you've done to your body after about 40 years of this stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm already starting, but...
It ain't no big
deal. I'm going to keep on going as long as the fish are biting.
If it wasn't
you know,
that, it'd like, be something else. I'd rather have, take the pain from
enjoying it. It'd be carpal tunnel or something like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'd rather have caster's elbow than carpal tunnel from working on the computer, you know? So. But, anyways, we're going to hope that next week lights up for us. I think it's going to be good. We're going to be off of that full moon, you know. So, like I said, the full moon for me can either just – I can either light them up or it's going to be really
make
tough
your
for
break.
Me.
I know.
Yeah, and full moon June is usually when I get my first giant push of big tarpon schools. Like, I get tarpon pushing through and schools of them and stuff like that. I've been seeing them since April, the big ones. I've shot – plog a text every time I see a couple of big ones, let them know they're on their way up there. But usually full moon June is when, if we get calm weather, full moon June is when I've seen some of the biggest schools show up, and that's when the first very big push usually shows up for me of tarpon. And then, you know, a few weeks later, people are slamming them up north and stuff. So
yeah, that's what I like is like about full moons. You get a good fish movement, all species.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Brian. Well, hey, man. enjoy your day off. I know you'll probably pop out and go fishing if you get a chance. Somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing with you. How do they reach you?
Sure. Call or text would be the best way. Area code 956-755-9413. Or you could check out the website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right, buddy. Well, you have a good weekend, Brian. Always a pleasure talking to you, brother.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
Okay, man. See you. All right. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.